Here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a very beautiful Hadith which has been narrated from Imam Hassan alayhi salam. This tradition and hadith is about Imam Hussein alayhi salam. As you know, we are in the month of Muharram, the month in which we commemorate the martyrdom of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. And therefore, one of the things that can help bond us and connect us to Imam Hussein and help us better understand his virtues and also understand it, you know, why his martyrdom is so so sad and such a loss, is when we remember his virtues. And we can do this by referring to the hadith in which the Imam alayhi salam themselves have referred to the virtues of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Imam Hassan alayhi salam said, "Certainly Hussein ibn Ali alayhi salam will be the imam after my death." Each imam before he died would specifically allude to who would be the imam subsequent to him. Imam Hassan alayhi salam is doing this in this hadith. He will be the imam after my death and after my soul has departed from my body. And with Allah exalted in is his name in the book is the legacy of the Prophet, which Allah has added to him along with the legacy of his father and mother. Indeed, Allah knew that you are the best people among his creation. Hence, he chose from you Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and Muhammad chose Ali alayhi salam, and Ali alayhi salam chose me for the imamat, and I have chosen Hussein alayhi salam, meaning for the imamat after me. Obviously, this doesn't refer to the fact that the delegation of the subsequent imam is something which is a personal matter which has been handed over to the choice of the previous imam, regardless of the pleasure and the satisfaction of God. It's not something that's independently a choice of the imam, the prior imam. What it simply means is that with the permission of God, with I'm expressing the choice of God as for the subsequent imam, right. So in this beautiful hadith we see that the imam refers to the fact that the Imam alayhi salam and Imam Hussein alayhi salam are the best of God's creatures, not only the best of humanity, but best of all of God's creatures. And for this, God Almighty chose this family as to be leaders of humanity, and for their imamah. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the virtues of Imam Hussein alayhi salam in the words of his brother Imam Hassan alayhi salam. Thank you for joining us here today. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli